I wasn't sure what to record about today, and I asked my friend, and my friend was like, I think you should talk about what's really going on in your life, which is that you are experiencing burnout and you're getting help for it. So yeah, I'm experiencing burnout. I hate admitting it, but admitting that you have a problem is the first step to solving the problem. All right, are we live? Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Too Smart for This. It's your host, Alexis Barber. And today, I'm excited to sit down and record. I just, like, love that. Well, this is one of the only times where I feel super, like, excited to create. And today, we're going to talk about why. But before we get into that, welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to be here. And also, if you're new, welcome. My name is Alexis Barber, and I fail to do this every time that I record, but I'm an influencer, founder, and Wharton MBA student entering my second year this August. And I am truly, honestly, I keep saying I'm excited to sit down, but I'm like not really excited to talk about what we need to talk about today because I really didn't want to feed into this narrative again. And so I'm kind of facing a bit of a fear by talking to you guys today about how I've been feeling lately. And I alluded to it in the last Q&A and in the last episode where I talked about letting go and thinking about, like, what if my life looked different if I did something or if I let go of what I thought my dreams once were. And I sort of talked to you guys about that then where I was like, let's make sure this is up. Where I talked to you guys about that then where I just wasn't really feeling connected to like short form social media. And I still definitely don't. And I'm also thinking about like how I am not really, how I can do it all again this year. Like this past year, unfortunately, led me to burnout. And I am currently in the throes of being burnt out. And I hate that that's the case. It makes me feel really, really like a failure to be in a place again where like I've lost my creativity, I've lost myself because I didn't take care of myself beforehand because I thought I could do it all because I was like, God wouldn't give me all of these opportunities at once if he didn't think I could handle it. I know maybe that still feels true to me, but at the end of the day, where I'm sitting now, after like doing everything this past year, I'm not well. And that sucks. I'm not doing great. And I hate that because I feel like I was doing so great for so long. And like, I was having a lot of like career success and a lot of like exciting things happen. I was learning a lot. I was meeting a lot of people. But now I am truly like drained from in every area. And it's taken me so long to admit this, even though, oh my God, are there cracks in my ceiling? Bitch, nah, that's crazy. Are there cracks in my ceiling? Guys, what the fuck? Look, cracks in the foundation. That's an insane fucking metaphor. I'm done. I literally can't. But yeah, it's taken me a long time to admit that I'm not really okay. And I think since about February is when all of these feelings started coming up. From February and then into March and into the last like semester of school, I mean, just absolutely drained, like drained. And I've been coping and I've been numbing out and I've been not really taking care of myself. Taking care of myself feels hard, doing anything feels hard. And it's just like embarrassing a little bit because it's like, well, bitch, you did this to yourself because you thought you could do it all and you were doing too much. And so the reason I came on here, to be honest, I wasn't sure what to record about today. And I asked my friend and my friend was like, I think you should talk about what's really going on in your life, which is that you are experiencing burnout and you're getting help for it. So yeah, I'm experiencing burnout. I hate admitting it. I'm upset about admitting it, but admitting that you have a problem is the first step to solving the problem. And at the same time that I'm going through this, I'm really grateful that I have the perspective to be able to like be like, this is happening for a reason and it's going to propel me into something better. And I'm happy I'm learning this lesson early rather than later. And I thought I had learned it once before, but I apparently hadn't. And so now I just want to say, like, if you are experiencing any sort of like mental health issues or especially something like burnout, it can feel embarrassing to admit, but you have to have that perspective of like admitting this and doing something about it and making a change in my life. I already feel better just like being able to say to my friends and say to my colleagues, say, hey, like, I'm not really doing very well right now. Here's what I can give and also like what I can't. And I think it was also really hard for me to admit that like mental health is something that's okay to experience. Like, I feel like when I was having a bad mental health day at work, like when I worked in corporate, I would say I would make up like a physical sickness because I felt like that was more legitimate than mental health issues. But now I had to make a really big decision about a commitment that I made, and I was feeling really bad that my mental health was not going to allow me to fulfill this commitment. And I kept going over it with my friend, and she was like, girl, you need to sit with the fact that you don't think mental health is enough of a reason for you to renege on this commitment. And I was like, damn, you're right. Like, I don't feel that way. And so basically the last few minutes has just been me rambling about how hard it's been for me to admit that I'm not doing great. And it just also sort of feels like a betrayal to my community for not doing well, because like so much great stuff is happening with Two Collective right now that I really want to be able to like embrace that and jump on it and work really hard on it. And I know that I have such a passion for what I do. It's just like hard for me to find right now. And oh my God, it just sucks. And I'm trying not to cry. It just like sucks to admit that all. And I'm only really doing it because it's all I have to offer right now. And also, I hope that it will make you feel better if you're experiencing anything related to burnout. But the point is, getting to this place of admitting this was a little hard. But I am really lucky in that I have a great support system to help me get through this type of thing. And so I have this amazing coach/consultant who I've used for my business before, and she helps with systems and with like brand and stuff like that. And I reached out to work with her because I was really not feeling my business at the moment. Like, I wasn't feeling like strong in my systems. And she was the first one who helped me like admit to myself that I was burnt out. And she's put me on this protocol that I wanted to share with you guys. And I wanted to share some other things that are helping me deal with this and get back to a better place. So I'm in the thick of it, and I'm sure I'll have more tips as time goes on. But I wanted to share with you some of my burnout tips. And to like, when you realize you're burnt out, like, this is what you gotta do, basically. So first of all, I think the first step is admitting it. And you can take a little burnout test. I'll link one in the show notes that will sort of talk about, help you look at what you are feeling and like how it relates to like your job, your work, et cetera, et cetera. And that test is what like confirmed for me that I was burnt out. And so there's little tests you can take that I would start there. And getting that data and having it like reflected to you on a screen is so helpful because you feel sort of legitimized in how you're feeling based on an algorithm, which sometimes you need when you're someone who relies so much on like the gas in your tank or whatever. So the first step is admitting, take the test, see how you're feeling. And the second step there is getting help. And so what I've been doing with my coach are the following like few things that I think you guys could really benefit from if you're experiencing burnout. And the first one is that she's kind of put me on a smooth brain diet where it's really hard for you to be creative and in touch with yourself when you're consuming a ton of content. So as someone who would listen to business podcasts, self-development podcasts, or books on Audible and stuff like that, or someone who is always like learning and like literally in school, still learning, listening to books, listening to podcasts, watching that type of thing, watching documentaries. She was like, no, you need to stop consuming nonfiction content for the next couple months. And that was like so hard for me because I was like, that's literally all I consume, but I've been doing a pretty good job at it. And I've been trying to like not scroll Twitter or Instagram or whatever too much so that I can get back in tune with myself. And this is because when we're consuming a lot of information about how we should be living our lives or more information about our business or whatever, it creates a higher cognitive load. And this was a really great concept that I learned, which is cognitive load is like how much is on your plate every single day and every single morning. And when you have too high of a cognitive load, you burn out. And so by listening to all these nonfiction things and like getting more ideas on health and wellness and beauty and business, I was contributing to a higher cognitive load, which was making it harder for me to do my actual everyday tasks that I have to do within my business and within my life.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
And so that's why I'm having a smooth brain summer where I'm not like consuming nonfiction content, which as a former political science major, the potential assassination of Trump was unfortunately a big interrupter to my smooth brain summer, but I resisted. And it was through the support of my friends too. Like I told my friends, I was like, I'm not doing content right now because it's not good for me. And they were like, cool. So when they saw me like trying to read an op-ed on the New York Times about some other random scandal that was happening at my former company, Google, they were like, you're not allowed to read nonfiction right now. So that was really nice to like have that support in my corner. And so that was the step one. Step number two is to write out and like assess everything that you've been doing and figure out what you can get rid of, what you can delegate, and what you can put off until future notice. And so I wrote out every single thing that I do in my business, every single thing that I do to take care of myself, all my stuff. And with the help of my coach, we're going through it and refining what we can delete, what we can delegate, and then what we can, you know, maybe just think about later on. And so it's a really, really helpful practice. And through that practice, we also do something called creating your own standard operating procedures, which is where you write out the exact steps that it takes for you to do something that you do every single day. So for example, if it's your corporate job, like it's waking up every single morning, you have a stand up or you have to do some task every day and write out every step that it takes you to do that task. And then every time you do that task, you follow the standard operating procedure, you review it and follow it, and so that you don't have to use your mental cognitive load to do that task, even though it's something that's supposed to come naturally to you. So for example, I would do this with something like posting on Instagram stories, where it's like, okay, every day I post on Instagram stories, and instead of thinking about it as, oh, this is something that I'm just gonna do based on like what I took pictures of yesterday, it's like Instagram stories. Like, I need to make sure that I'm posting 6 every day because that's what the Instagram algorithm wants. I need at least one to be interactive. I need to put a link to my outfit. So it's like, 1, decide on photos. 2, pull links for the outfit. 3, draft everything in Instagram stories. 4, publish at the time that I want to publish. And so that's the standard operating procedure for Instagram stories, and taking that out of my brain and putting it in a notes app and having that be something I reference every day is really, really helpful. So those are some tools that I think are really helpful in reducing cognitive load. And those are some tools I pulled from my coach, and I'm going to continue to get more, and I'll continue to share more as I work with her. I feel really lucky that I'm able to afford having an expert help me with this, and that's just one of like the beautiful things in life. And I want to make sure that this type of information is as accessible as possible for you guys, because I know a lot of you could really benefit from things like dealing with burnout. And so these are the first two steps, and they're specific to more entrepreneurship or like managing yourself. But I also think that if you apply them in a corporate setting, it might help you as well. I'm curious to see if any of you guys apply like the standard operating procedure thing, and if that works for you in like a corporate environment, let me know. But the other things that are helping me deal with burnout are some sort of mindset shifts and some other activities that I'm going to get into. These weren't necessarily recommended by my coach, but they're things that have been helping me. And the first is decluttering and decluttering my space. And so I think a lot of perfectionists, a lot of people with ADHD, our space is really, really important to us. And it can be distracting when things are not in order. And so I spent some time decluttering both my apartments, one because my subletter is going to move into the New York one. And then in Philly, I've been spending a lot of time here in Philly. So I just spent a day decluttering, getting rid of everything that did not feel like me, everything I didn't feel like I was gonna, that I hadn't worn, that I said I was gonna wear, or all the products I was gonna try, but I didn't try. All of those things, I just like did a huge cleanse and rearranged everything. I vlogged about this, so it'll be in my next YouTube vlog too, but rearranged everything, rethought about everything, and essentially like, that having my space feel like it's in a flow and having a space that really supports me is really, really helpful because it's another thing. Like, it's just sort of like you want to create an environment where you can thrive instead of being upset that you're not thriving in an environment that's not built to support you. It's like that flower metaphor, which is like when a flower isn't blooming, you don't yell at the flower for being ugly. You have to replant it into soil and give it the nutrients and the water and the attention that it deserves so that it can bloom. So it's not the flower, it's the soil. And a lot of times our space is something that, and it might not even be our space, it might be our closet. It might just be that junk drawer. It might just be your purse because it's a mess. Your space is part of that soil around you that you can control. And when you ask yourself, how do I work best here? And how can I make sure that my space is supporting that? It's a really great step in the right direction for creating a life that's a little bit more smooth. And so I did that, and that's been really helpful for me to be in a space that really lights me up and makes me feel comfortable. And I'm doing the same thing with my systems right now, which is why there's probably some back and forth with like when I'm uploading things or when I'm showing up on social media, blah, blah, blah. And I am really excited about that, to do it in a way that's a lot more generative and fulfilling for me, because I think you guys can tell when I'm not creating something from a place of authenticity or when I'm not being real and when I'm not doing it because I want to do it. And so I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm trying to create ways for myself to not do that and to be more honest and creative and like come from a place of positive, of like true creative flow, instead of from a place of like, I have to do this because I get paid to do it. So rejuvenating my space is one of them. And the next is sort of physical stuff. It's really hard for me to think about anything too deep right now. So going to the gym, working out, going on long walks, listening to just music and vibing is helpful. I am also going to have a huge maintenance day tomorrow where I take my braids out, get a trim, do my lashes, do my nails. And I think looking good also just really like fuels feeling better. So investing in any sort of like physical stuff is good. I think I'm also doing acupuncture. That type of thing is really great. And then the next thing I'm doing is traveling. And that's something I thought that I mean, you guys have heard over the summer that I've like avoided traveling because I felt like I needed to be home and in the zone. But traveling is actually something that really rejuvenates me and makes me feel really good about myself. And I'm going to my favorite city in the world, Paris, next weekend for the Paris Olympics. And I am just so excited because when else in my lifetime would I ever be able to experience like my favorite city in the world hosting the Olympics? Like, that's so crazy. And also I need to come back to that part of myself that's like inspired and in love with something. And so if you can afford to travel, or if you can like do anything that you know lights you up, even though you feel like you shouldn't necessarily do it, like sometimes it's necessary and you really need to pull yourself out of your environment to get back to who you are. So those are a few of the things I've been doing. Taking care of my physical health is harder because burnout and depression are sort of like on the same wavelength. And sometimes like it just leads to like numbing and not wanting to do anything. And sometimes it's like you're remembering that you're in it, and that's what is getting you to the gym. And so also it's hot as hell outside, and so it's nice to just go outside for a walk no matter what it is. So the truth of the matter is I'm burnt out. Here's what I've been doing about it, and I am really excited to get back to myself. The good part is that I know that I can get back to myself, because I know that I have some, like, you cannot be successful if you can't admit when you're not they all the way there and when you can't admit that you are not doing what you need to do. And so with that being said, I'm admitting it. I'm getting the help that I need. I'm sorry in advance if I'm inconsistent about things. I am just trying to get back to myself so that I can become the type of person that I want to become and do the type of things that I dream of doing. And so I really hope that this resonates with you, and I'm going to continue to update you guys with more and more tips as I go through this and keep you updated on the status of the business, on the status of my life, and how I can return to being like the person I want to be. Like, it's like a taste is there. Like, I can see what like her life is like. We're just not all the way there yet. So with that being said, I love you guys so, 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 so much. I will talk to you in the next episode. And don't forget to subscribe, leave us a comment, leave a comment on this video about what resonated with you or anything you want me to ask my coach about burnout, and I will do so. She's actually not a coach, she's a consultant. I keep saying coach, but like, that's not the truth. But with that being said, I love you so much, and I will see you in the next episode. Don't forget, you're too smart to not love yourself. Bye.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.